Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Turkey's president calls for an entirely independent investigation into the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, even as businesses line up to take part in the Saudi investment conference in Riyadh. We'll hear from one of those attending. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report, coming to you from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has just been speaking in Parliament about the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Why was it that so many contradictory statements were made about the alleged murder, at the time alleged murder? We have answers to that. And the body of Jamal Khashoggi is still missing. Why is that? We want to know the answer to that question.
Mr. Erdogan said that the issue would not go away. He said that Turkey did not doubt the sincerity of the Saudi king, but he also said that it was important that an investigation be carried out that was entirely independent. Now, meanwhile, despite those allegations by Turkey, more than 100 people are attending a three-day Saudi investment conference, which opened this morning in Riyadh. John Sfakianakis is chief economist and strategist at Al Bilad Capital. That's an investment firm based in Riyadh. And speaking to us from inside the conference, he said, despite the conflict between the money and the morality, the opportunity was just too big to ignore.
This is the largest economy in the Middle East. It's a $750 billion economy, and it wants to change. It has been changing over the last 2 years. Reforms, privatization, all these aspects are offering opportunities for bankers, corporates. People are coming to Saudi to see this as an opportunity and make money.
But the killing of Jamal Khashoggi and the inconsistent explanations for that, are they not causing any concern, not least about the governance of this changing economy?
The government has been more transparent, more open than previous years. It's a country in reform. And unfortunately, the killing is an event that is quite appalling, but at the same time, emerging markets do offer opportunities. And look at China, look at Asia. These are very autocratic regimes, but still business goes on, and pragmatism when it comes to money and business tends to prevail.
But foreign direct investment is down. More money was pulled out of Saudi Arabia over the last few days, and unemployment is high. Aren't there concerns? You know, there may be opportunities, but they have to be good, solid opportunities in an economy that is going to grow.
You're right that it has to offer opportunities. And FDI in 2017 declined. It didn't decline because of the Khashoggi event. But having said that, Saudi Arabia is opening up its stock market in 2019. There is a lot of institutional money that is going to be coming in. And at the end of the day, money has no surname.
John Sfakianakis in Riyadh there. Let's do the numbers. Caution has returned to global markets as geopolitics comes back into focus. The broad Euro Stoxx 600 fell to its lowest level since last December, while major indices in Asia saw sharp declines. The US dollar is slightly higher against a basket of global currencies, while gold is also ticking up. Here in the UK, thousands of women are expected to show up for a strike today to protest the lack of progress in equal pay cases in the Scottish city of Glasgow. The women say female-dominated roles like cleaning and catering have been paid up to £3 an hour less than those in male-dominated jobs like waste collection. Equal pay is the law here in the UK. The BBC's James Shaw is covering the strike.
Well, I'm standing outside a refuse collection site on the south side of Glasgow. There's a picket line here of strikers trying to get their message across to other workers in the city. And they say that they have persuaded some refuse collection people to come out in support of them. There's about a dozen people here. It's a wet and windy morning in Glasgow. Occasionally, as the cars and trucks go past, people toot on their horns to show their support. We don't know how big this strike is at the moment. It could be around about 8,000 people, and if it is that big, then it might well be the biggest strike there's ever been in the United Kingdom on the issue of equal pay.
Now, equal pay is the law in the UK. However, fighting these cases is complicated, and the issue itself is pretty contentious. What do people in Glasgow say?
It is complicated because you have to make comparisons between jobs that are seen as similar. So, say, for example, refuse collection, which is largely done by men, and catering and cleaning work, which is very often done by women in this city. You have to try and make a comparison between those jobs and say which ones are equal and which ones are entitled to equal pay in those different types of jobs. So it is extremely complicated. Perhaps that is one of the issues that Glasgow City Council is wrestling with at the moment, trying to come up with a solution which is fair and is seen to be fair. But the problem that they have is that this is going to cost them a huge amount of money, hundreds of thousands of pounds, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and their budget is very, very tight. So whatever they might feel about the principles of equal pay, it is an extremely hard issue for them to address just in terms of having the resources, the money, to settle the dispute.
James Shaw there covering the strike related to the equal pay dispute that's been going on for more than a decade in Glasgow. Remember to grab our podcast wherever you get yours. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.